Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian in Bucks County. Brian.
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How are we doing?
What's happening?
This is Brian of Jenkins Cookout in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that next.
Yeah, he has to give
my list of quarterbacks, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back to that, man.
All right, so listen, Brian, before you do that, Nick Foles hopefully is not going to start another game for the Eagles because Carson's going to be healthy and effective and everything else. So if he was wrapping up his Eagles career right now, we're giving you four names. Where would they rank among the all-timers, and this is modern times? All right, so Nick Foles, Donovan McNabb, Randall Cunningham, or Carson Wentz. So give us yours.
And hear me out before you. I know you're going to disagree with me. Wentz as my number four right now. The reason why is because the jury's still out. He hasn't completed a full season, and he hasn't had a career yet. Cunningham is my number three because
he completed a full season his rookie year.
Two. I understand that, but he's still not proven yet. He had a great year last year. He had a good year last year, but he's proven also that he can do well, but at the same time, he's injury-prone as far as two seasons go. He's 2-for-2 as far as getting injured. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you got Wentz four.
Okay.
Yeah, Cunningham is number three because he paved the way for my number two, which is McNabb. McNabb's number two because he got you to the dance.
Uh-huh.
Foles is my number one because he won at the dance.
Because he won one game.
Hey, listen.
Yep.
He won the Super Bowl. McNabb's like the
Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Eagles did win the Super Bowl, but who was your quarterback? Who did what he did last year? He had amazing.
Who put him in position to get there?
Correct. Yes, you're right. But the way I see it is McNabb is your first kiss. Foles is the first time you had a cookie. You understand?
Yeah. Okay.
That's where I sit with that.
Okay.
Now I want to get my fantasy football real quick.
All right.
All right. Here's where we go. I told y'all a month ago, you don't want me in this league because I cause insomnia. Proven fact, I got Ike Reese making life decisions at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's in there making ad drops like crazy. I don't know what's going on with his team.
He can't sleep.
This is true.
As your fearless leader being 2-0 and the top number, scorer in the league right now.
Ooh-wee.
I wonder what's going on. Dude, I tell you what. I mean, I don't know if it's you running your team or if it's that guy over there who's managing that minor league baseball team at Citizens Bank Park. That guy is Captain Coconut.
What you got?
I like that idea. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got to say.
Hey, Brian. It's not over with yet. It's not over with yet.
I just that wins the race. I know that.
I just got the sheriff back, so I got my quarterback back in his position. I got Alshon coming back in a couple weeks. I'm already set at running backs. I'm just trying to get my receiver situation settled. And don't worry. Don't worry, I'll be there in the end. You watch. I will.
Is this a must-win this week, Ike?
This is a must-win for me.
It's a must-win for Ike. Mark, you got a good squad. I tell you what, analytics guy has got your team going.
Dr. John Brady. You're right, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, I second most points in the league.
You're doing well right now.
But I'm 1-1, so it doesn't matter how many points I have. I'm 1-1.
Exactly. I'm 0-2, but I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming. I got a lot of GM in to do, man.
Some good teams. Good teams.
Up at 4 in the morning making moves.
He's sweating. Like sitting there, he's in bed sweating. Like, oh, my God, man, I need a backup wide receiver. My defense stinks.
That's not what happened. What happened was I did make like 5 transactions at once, right? You know, you put in 5 waiver claims.
And you got all of them?
Because I'm 0-2. I'm 0-2.
Well, I didn't do any claims this week.
Yeah, so I did like 5 waiver claims. I'm 0-2. And so I get first dibs on pretty much everybody.
So you got everybody.
Yeah, I got everybody that I put in a waiver claim for.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I'm still making moves, man.
So you heard Brian. Where does Nick fit in Eagles history? Because like we all do our list. Donovan has his number retired. I think a lot of people would have him number one best quarterback of the modern era.
Rightfully so.
But Nick did win a Super Bowl, and he hasn't had three career starts with the Eagles. He's had prior Pro Bowl success, leading his team to a playoff previously under Chip Kelly. So I actually have the same list as Brian does. I go Nick, Donovan, Randall, and Carson, four. And Carson's going to pass Randall. And by the way, Randall's my favorite of all of them. But you got to go Donovan over Randall. And for my money, you have to go Nick at number one. And you could say, oh, all he did was win the Super Bowl. Yeah, he won the Super Bowl. And that gives it to him.
In your eyes.
In my eyes, correct.
Yeah, yeah. I got Donovan, Carson, Randall, and Nick.
Ooh. 888-729-9494.
Nicky Six won the Super Bowl.
Four?
He'll always be beloved. He'll never buy another meal or drink in this town. But he's never had to carry the weight of a season. Sure, he carried the weight in the Super Bowl. He did. And quite frankly, I don't even know how much weight he had on his shoulders in the Super Bowl. I don't know how much weight he had on him. Nobody expected him to do anything.
Yeah, but he did it.
Yeah, but it's easy to do it when no one expects you to do it.
I
said carrying weight. That's what I said. That means the pressure of winning it.
Kay Stewart says, like, you're wrong about nine being last. If you're going to isolate these four guys as individuals and rank them, you can't turn around and ding Foles by saying the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Number nine did something that nobody thought he would do. He did and deserves more respect than a last-place ranking.
So where would you put him? By your logic, he should be the greatest quarterback in Eagles history because he won the Super Bowl.
He is. He is. He's won.
That's what I said, by your
logic.
Yes. I don't think people with a sane mind would agree with that. All the fandom and all, I get it. Nicky Six, I get it. We love him. I get it.
Austin says, Foles, Wentz, McNabb, Cunningham.
He's not even in the conversation.
A lot of people.
Realistically, as the greatest quarterback to play for the Eagles. He's not in the conversation, as it.
So you're saying
he
doesn't even belong in with those other three?
He's not in the conversation, in my opinion. But for the sake of this exercise we're going through right now, he doesn't carry the same weight that those other guys carry. Nothing other than he won that game.
George Clinton says Carson, Nick, Randall, and number five is number four on the list.
Hating on five.
Brian Friend, Nick, McNabb, Cunningham, Carson. Nick won a Super Bowl. McNabb, multiple NFC Championship games in the Super Bowl. Carson hasn't done anything in this league.
Huh? Carson hasn't done anything in this league. How about serve up the greatest alley-oop to Nick Foles? What do you mean?
888-729-9494.
Does anybody believe they're winning the Super Bowl if Carson doesn't have the year he had last year?
No, I agree with that.
Right? Did Carson not put them in position to have home field advantage?
And that was the biggest thing.
That was the biggest thing.
I agree.
So while Nick was, I don't know, trying to find his mojo, the defense could carry him at home. Now, when he got to the big game, he did his thing. I give him credit. He did his thing. He got a trophy for it, an MVP trophy for it. He got a statue in the Headhouse Plaza at the Link for it. Philly, right? He got that. We got that. All fine and dandy. All gravy.
Uh-huh.
Nobody in their right mind would tell you they would rank Nick Foles ahead of those other quarterbacks.
Well, I won't disagree with you that I'm not in the right mind.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Matt Keel. This is interesting. Then we'll get on the phones here. I'm forever grateful for how Foles played those two games, and he'll be a legend forever. But I've seen way too much of Nick Foles to put him over McNabb.
Thank you.
Austin, Foles, Wentz, McNabb, Cunningham. Did I use it? You already used him. No, I had another one here that I wanted to do it. They had the same one I did, which is Nick, Donovan, Randall, and Wentz. I'm not going out here trying to disrespect Donovan by saying Randall's ahead of him.
Sure, right? You are.
No.
Sure you are.
No, I'm saying Donovan's too.
I thought you were saying Randall was ahead of him.
There's not a day in the year, 365 days, that Randall Cunningham is ranked ahead of Donovan.
I got to tell you something else for everybody out there, you hating McNabb fans out there. He shouldn't be no worse, which irrational logic to put Nick Foles number one. To have McNabb rank anything lower than number two, you almost are discounted. I almost got to discount you.
Mike says Wentz, Foles, Cunningham, McNabb.
Yeah, see, I got there you go. So McNabb's the worst quarterback of the bunch.
Robin Garrison, Carson, Randall, Foles, number five.
More wins, more regular season wins, more yards, more touchdowns, more postseason wins, but he's last in the bunch.
888-729.
That doesn't register to me.
94-94. Start off with Kyle in Delaware. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Ike, you said Nick Foles won that Super Bowl with no weight on his shoulder, no pressure. I strongly disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, he went up against Tom Brady. Tom went up after 500-plus yards, all yada, yada, yada. And our secondary looked like mincemeat against him. If Nick Foles doesn't play the game the way he played that game, they don't win it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure to make.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because nobody expected him to do it.
It doesn't matter if somebody expected him to do it. He went up to against the best.
Well, that's what the pressure. But hold on. That's where pressure comes from. The expectations, what people are expecting you to do. That's where the pressure comes from. Had Nick Foles lost that game to Tom Brady, how would you have felt about Nick Foles as a quarterback? Would you feel the same way you feel about Donovan losing to Tom Brady?
Probably not.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he didn't lose.
I rest my case right there.
Tom throws that touchdown to Gronk and takes the lead. Nick Foles took him right back down there and got it back. I mean,
I'm simply saying that's got to be pressure. Okay. I'm overstating the whole pressure because I'm focusing on going into the game. That's what I'm focusing on. Going into the game. And then you just answered my question by saying you would not have felt the same way had the Eagles lost the game. You know why? Because you would have said, well, it's Nick Foles. You can't expect him to outduel Tom Brady.
Because he didn't win a Super Bowl.
There's no pressure on you. You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose.
Right now on our Twitter page, who's higher on the list, Foles or McNabb? Donovan actually having a pretty strong showing. Early precincts are reporting, though, Ike.
You got no pressure to lose. No, low expectations. Just go in there and let it fly, Nick.
Matt in Pottstown. Matt.
Hey.
Yo.
What's up, Matt? I wanted to chime in on this list and give you a little background before it. Like you, John, Randall is probably my – Carson's jumping in, but, you know, Randall's one of my all-time favorites.
Yep, me too.
Donovan is a guy who I respect everything he's done, but I kind of can't stand him. So that just gives you a background to my list being legitimate. Not by the heart at all.
Mm-hmm.
To me, having Nick Foles in this group of three you might as well put Jeff Garcia in there.
Because
exactly. To me, although he won the Super Bowl and he did great things for us, we forever talk about sample size. All the time when we talk about athletes, about baseball, football, whatever, we always talk about sample size. And when we talk about the quarterback, we talk about how important that single position is in the success of everything. I mean, look at Carson right now, you know. So I understand what you're saying where you put Foles number one, but I can't. And here's why I have it. I have Donovan number one. And I like I said, personally, I don't like the guy. He has to be number one for everything that he's done over longevity, and you look at just the stats. Number two is Carson. Number three, I will give it to Foles on the Super Bowl victory. But that is just a hair. The you-know-what hair above Randall Cunningham. And like I said, I wouldn't even have Foles in this conversation. Really, you can put Jaworski in there before you put Foles, in my opinion, and you can look at those four and have
that
a
earlier.
Ranking.
He did. He argued,
I argued that earlier.
Yeah, but Matt, you brought up Jeff Garcia, which is – Jaws is a better
oh,
example
absolutely.
Of Jeff Garcia.
No, right. But what I'm saying is in terms of comparison in my mind, so to speak, is – you know, Jeff Garcia came in at a time when we were bottomed out. He came in at a time when we thought all hope was lost, and we ended up making the playoffs. Granted, we didn't make it to the ultimate thing. Same thing like we did with Nick. Nick came in at a time when all hope was lost. Carson got injured. We thought this is it because we knew what Nick Foles was or is or can
or
be.
Or could be.
Now, he put it together and took us to the promised land. So, to me, you have to respect that. That's why I give him the edge over Randall in this ranking of four. But in terms of if you're looking at who, you know, you could pull out Foles and slip Garcia in there in terms of comparison to how they got into this conversation. If you're looking at me at the modern day best four quarterbacks, and you're going to rank them in Eagles history, you have to have Ron Jaworski in there before Nick Foles, and you're looking at Donovan Randle, Carson right now because he's the heir apparent for the next 10 years, and you look at those four, and unfortunately, Foles is in the category of awesome because of what he's achieved, but that's like a separate, you know, an asterisk category.
No doubt. Matt, you're my buddy, and we think alike, but
love it.
You're disrespecting Nick Foles.
I think we're getting the more intelligent people coming out at this hour of the show.
Oh, the ones with jobs? Maybe. So this Ben retweeted a tweet.
Yeah, don't look at that. See, Ben, you're a hater, Ben.
But this plays into it.
Of course it does.
Broad Street Runner tweets, this is how I always remember him.
Yes.
And it's the, is it, what is it, rock star hero?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What is it, Ben? You know.
It was, yeah, what was the guitar game back then? It might have been rock star hero.
I don't think that's, TK, you don't know? What was it, guitar hero?
Yeah, guitar hero.
There
yeah,
it is. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. Yeah, he comes out before that Dallas game. Yeah. Vic and Deshaun are next to him, and they both see what he's doing, and they're like, oh, no, you're not really doing that, right? But that hurts him.
Along with other things.
Along with other things.
Yeah,
that hurts
along,
him.
Along with other things.
It absolutely it hurts him in people's eyes. Tom in Havertown says you cannot have McNabb as the best. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
What's up, Tom?
Good. You know, my argument is not so much for any of the other three. It's against McNabb. McNabb has done nothing to help the franchise when he was here and when he left. Like when he was here, we couldn't get a free agent. We couldn't get over 1 year now.
Oh, come on, Tom. Tom, are you trying to tell me it was Donovan's fault that he couldn't get a free agent here? Are you serious?
Well, not all his fault, but I would say he definitely – he wasn't like Embiid and Ben Simmons.
It was a different
LeBron.
Day and time. That was 15 years ago. That was 15 years ago. The guy that's pulling the purse strings is what would have gotten a free agent here if you wanted to spend some money.
Well, T.O. wanted to come here, didn't he?
And I guess nobody remembers Donovan and T.O. at the Pro Bowl.
He wanted to come here, T.O.
No, but I guess no one remembers Donovan and T.O. at the Pro Bowl before T.O. was an Eagle and Donovan and T.O. palling around and telling T.O. to come to Philly.
This boils down to the basic argument between Randy Moss and, like, Terrell Owens. Like, who was better and who was better longer? Like for instance, like,
was
Jerry
better.
Rice was better longer than anybody else. But, like, you need to be the best to win. And if you're not the best, then, like, I don't know.
Give me your list. Well, give me your top four, then.
Yeah, give us a top four.
I mean, I would go Randall Cunningham, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Donovan McNabb. And that's not a shot at Donovan. It's just,
no, that's not a shot at Donovan. No, that's not a shot at Donovan.
Yeah, you can't put and I love Randall. You can't put Randall over Donovan McNabb. Randall won one playoff game here. I know he didn't have an offensive line, and Buddy didn't know offense and all that. But you know what I never do, Ike? I never allow people to do in the game of football.
What?
Make excuses for quarterbacks, because if. I never let Donovan have an excuse for however many years.
No one did.
I didn't let him have an excuse. I'm not giving Randall excuses.
No one does.
All right. Being fair.
He doesn't get bonus points for taking that offense to conference championship games. He just gets points taken away because we didn't win those conference championship games. He doesn't get bonus points for taking James Thrash and Todd Pinkston to the championship game. Like, no one sees that as an achievement. They just look at the fact that we didn't win the championship games, and he gets blamed for them. Not the fact that he played in one of them coming back from a broken ankle. Not the fact that he had his ribs broken in another one with an illegal late hit against the Carolina Panthers. Like, he doesn't get points for those things. He threw up in the Super Bowl. They didn't run a hurry-up offense, so we lost because of Donovan.
Who just confirmed that, too? Somebody recent in the last couple of days confirmed that he saw it. It was a referee, maybe? Of the
I
Super
don't know.
Bowl?
I'm just saying it's funny that the things that he accomplished, we take it for granted that he accomplished those things. Not that it was impressive. Not that he put an offense on his back and was the focal point of the offense for those years. So what? He had a defense. Nobody takes that away from Russell Wilson when he played with the Legion of Boom.
Good offensive line he had.
So what?
B. West.
I mean, you should have a good offensive line with your franchise quarterback. What do you mean?
No, but I'm just telling you what he had. He didn't have great wide receivers except for T.O. the 1 year.
Yes.
He had a good offensive line, had a good defense. They didn't make him.
You're right. I'm sorry they didn't have him go out there and play with one arm. Maybe that would have impressed everybody if he just had one arm.
Left or right?
You know what I mean? No, left arm. Just let him play left-handed.
This is my favorite tweet of the day. Captain Croat, my buddy Captain Croat, says, Nicky Six would have won two of those four NFC Championship games that McChoke lost. Mm-hmm. We all know Five would have thrown up last year when the Super Bowl was 33-32.
All it does is just spell hate. That's all it does. That just validates where I'm coming from.
It definitely does.
That's all that does.
Yeah, but I don't think Donovan would have. In that Super Bowl, Donovan's going to out-duel Tom Brady? What year Donovan are we talking about?
You didn't think Nick Foles would have done it either until he did it.
Yeah, but he did.
Yeah, I know. So it's easy to say that now, just like it's easy while Donovan's not a player anymore to say what he can't do. You don't know what he could have done.
Well, I had a pretty large sample size of what he did in big games.
Right.
So that's why I
say
that.
No, I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about that with Nick Foles now. After the fact.
After we know he played well?
After you know he played well, exactly.
Well, you're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studios. We're live at the incredible Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. Having fun here. Got some listeners coming up that are enjoying the show live.
I got Nick Foles fourth.
That's disrespectful.
That ain't disrespectful.
Super Bowl winner.
If I ask, okay, let me put it to you this way then.
Yeah.
I give you your choice. You want Nick Foles or Randall Cunningham as your quarterback?
For one game?
I don't care, one game.
Nick Foles!
Are you? Oh, okay. Nick Foles, you want Nick Foles or Carson Wentz as your quarterback?
For one game, Carson Wentz.
Why? I thought Nick Foles was the best. I'm expecting you to take Nick Foles over everybody in any circumstance.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't have to do that.
Hold on. You got a better chance with Nick Foles in one game because he gives you a small window. So you got to go one game.
Right.
He gives you a small window.
Right, for one game.
You have him out there too long, it turns back to a pumpkin.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. If you said going forward, would you rather have Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, or Randall? Of course I don't want to want Nick Foles.
Okay. So you want Nick Foles
for one game,
over
yes.
Everybody.
For one game. I didn't say over Carson now, but I said over Randall. I saw Randall play his entire career.
Well, how many playoff games have you seen Carson play in?
None. So okay. Why? Okay. Well, I'll say Nick Foles then.
I'm trying to get you to show conviction in your guy.
Oh, I'm showing conviction.
Well, then say you'll take him over all of them in any scenario.
No, not Carson. Not Carson. Everybody else. Don't start with me over there. Johnny Gladwin.
Down to the nitty-gritty.
Johnny Gladwin.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
John. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, John.
I got a couple points. Okay, Nick Foles took the Eagles into the playoffs with two different coaches.
You're darn right he did.
Okay, also, when he stepped into the L.A. Ram game, we were losing. That clinched the playoff spot. Then he clinched the division. Then he clinched the home field. Then he won two playoff games in the Super Bowl. Okay.
Hold on, he clinched home field?
Yeah.
He clinched the division? What game did that happen in?
Raiders.
You're telling me Nick Foles won that game against the Raiders?
Single-handedly.
Well, I mean, we can make that argument for every quarterback then. We could say the team won the game.
What's your list, John?
No, I'm just going by the actual game, and you're telling me Nick Foles won that game against the Raiders.
Well, he took the ball down the field when we needed to score and got the board.
He only had to go 15 yards.
But still, he got it in the end zone.
Oh,
let me finish anyway. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Carson, I like Carson, and I think he can take us back to the Super Bowl. But right now, he has never won a big game. He has never won a division clinching game, a playoff game, anything. We may get in the playoffs and lose. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you can't put him up there till he wins a big game. At least
what's
win
your
a
list?
Division
what's your list?
Game.
Give me your four, John.
Huh?
Give me your four. The list.
I got to give the slight edge to Nick Foles. Then I'll go with Donovan. Then I'll go probably Jaworski a little bit over Randall.
All right. Well, there
Where's
you
Carson
have it.
Last?
Yeah, he hasn't ever won a big game. He's got to win a big game.
Well, I mean, it's
I know
not.
Where it's coming.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what everybody looks at it. Where he's had success. Just last year was a huge success, but.
He's number two on the list. without winning a big game.
Bob,
because that's how I roll.
Bob in Houston. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Is this Ike? I gotta tell Ike why people don't like Donovan.
I don't need. I've been hearing this for 10 years. You're not gonna come up with a new reason.
Ike, I just got a question. At the end of the Super Bowl,
he threw up.
Do you think Brian Dawkins shed a tear? Jaws shed a tear? Do you think that Donovan was truly happy that the Eagles won the Super Bowl? My belief is that he wasn't. That's why I don't like him. I don't think he bleeds the way we bleed. I just don't think I don't think he does. That's why I don't like Donovan.
I feel you. Another caller that validates my point that it's all personal feelings and it's not about the game.
No, he's an outstanding. He was an outstanding quarterback.
I know this.
Much joy.
I know this.
He doesn't bleed the way I bleed.
I think
Dawkins does. I think you do, but I don't think he does. So it is personal, and that's why I don't like him.
I understand it. I hear you. All I'm telling you is, it's you gave me another reason or another explanation as to why when this is being talked about, it's all about personal feelings for you all. It's not about the actual players and their abilities and what they accomplish. It's not that. It's a personal thing. So if you don't like the guy, you aren't going to really give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Yeah, so it's all personal with Donovan. I know it.
Do I think Donovan shed a tear after the Super Bowl? No, I'm not going to say that I think he shed a tear. Do I think he was happy that they won a Super Bowl? I do think he was happy that they won a Super Bowl.
I would imagine he was happy.
Do I think that he was envious?
We all were.
I think you were envious.
I said it on the air. I said
you
it was
did.
Bittersweet.
Yep.
We played the game. We had opportunities. We didn't take advantage of our opportunity. What do you think? Of course we're going to sit there and have regrets.
The morning show had a poll. Which Eagles quarterback would you like to have a beer with?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Donovan, Carson, Jaws, or Nick Foles. And honestly, it'd be Donovan and Jaws for me. Carson and Nick Foles?
They don't drink beer.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they... Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they don't drink at all or they just... They're not like me. I know they're not like me.
It's a pretty good... And I feel pretty comfortable going on record and saying they don't drink.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been with Donovan on a couple occasions where he's been at social events. Donovan's very friendly, and Jaws is also a good guy to maybe have an Ike juice with.
Here's the thing I love about you all.
Yeah.
You guys love to bash Donovan McNabb. You guys get a kick out of bashing Donovan McNabb. You do. This little poll thing has turned into Nick versus Donovan. Exactly the way y'all wanted it to turn into.
Who are you talking to?
Exactly the way y'all wanted it to turn into Nick versus Donovan.
Why? Because it's predictable.
It's so predictable.
No, man, people are sticking
it's
up.
It's so predictable.
Let me say this.
It's so predictable.
The anti-McNabb faction is loud, right? But as far as what we've been talking about, as far as being fair and ranking the quarterbacks, I would say most people are acknowledging Donovan's either one or two.
Well, no, it's been plenty of people that's had him last and given personal reasons why. You don't need to sugarcoat it to try to act like this has been some sort of fair poll thrown out there. It's the reason why it gets old. It's the reason why it gets old because it's never about what the guy's accomplished on the field, you know, and what they did during their time here. It's always about personal feelings. It just is.
Let's go to Bob.
It's hard to convince. It's hard to have a conversation with people who don't like someone.
Let's go to Bob in Delaware. Bob. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Ike, you're absolutely right. People are confusing emotion with logic or using their emotion to talk about their logic. You're absolutely right. Foles had the best game. That doesn't make him the best quarterback. He had the best game at the best stage. And that makes him beloved. But you're not choosing him over McNabb. You're not choosing him over Carson. And you're not choosing him over Randall.
No. No way, shape, or form. The other three are just flat out better.
What about Jaws? Bob?
I'll have a beer with him. I'll have a beer with him.
No, but on this list, me too. But on this list, Bob, like Ike had said, and some other people had said that, honestly, Nick doesn't even belong on the same list as Jaws. Jaws should be the fourth name, not Nick.
I would tend to agree with that. Jaws knows the game. He was a coach on the field. There's a lot of value there. Maybe that shouldn't belong in the conversation.
And he got a team to the Super Bowl.
He did. He's a coach on the field. I don't know if that's true, but you know, one of those things to throw out there. Field general.
Field general.
Carson is a field general.
Sure he is.
I think here's what you're gonna see on Sunday with Carson. He's gonna go up to the line of scrimmage, right? He's gonna see something. He's gonna look like Peyton Manning changing the play. He's gonna dial up the right play. Bang, touchdown.
That's why I take him over Nick in a heartbeat.
888-729-9494. Here's another good one.
Nick is a great placeholder. That's what he is. No one would start their franchise with Nick Foles. No one.
No, of course not. Who said they would? You're confusing things.
No, I'm not.
Starting your franchise, man.
Well, I want to start my franchise with the better quarterback.
He would be fourth on the list.
Yeah. That's where he's at.
Jaws would be ahead of him probably on the list.
Okay.
Maybe. So here's something else fun we were doing. So when you give us your list, give us the converse, the terrible four list. Some guys I wrote down, Doug, Bobby Hoying.
Now you want to disrespect Doug
Detmer,
Peterson.
He was a bad quarterback.
He won the Super Bowl for us. Now you want to disrespect him.
No, I'm being honest.
Oh, man.
I'm being honest.
Well, I tell you, he did his job. He held the place for the future of the franchise. Now you want to rip him.
Yeah, I'll rip him. Sure. No, he just wasn't a good all year. I was so mad that year when they wouldn't put Donovan in. I remember they put him in against the Bears, and he was running like the wishbone, or he ran like an option. Huh? They remember they would bring Donovan in his rookie year, and he'd bring him in for a couple plays.
Yeah.
Well, he brought him in. He threw a touchdown to Dietrich Gels. I think that was against the
Chicago,
Bears.
Yeah.
But he had him coming in and like running the option. As well.
I think he did some of that at Syracuse.
He did. They had some wishbone looks in Syracuse.
Yeah. Wishbone?
So remember the wishbone?
Yeah. That was the 80s.
Jamel team, Holloway?
Yeah.
Oklahoma Sooners?
Yeah.
Received 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit GUIDA.com. Number one on the bad quarterback list.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do one through three. Number one, Sam Bradford. Number two, Sam Bradford. And number three is Sam Bradford. You agree? Let's go back.
Yeah, I got no love for sleeves. You know that.
Go back to the phones.
Yeah, you know that.
Anthony, Carney's Point Ant.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? First time, long time. Love your show.
Thank you.
So, all right, look. So I just hopped in the car here, and I heard two or three callers in a row talking about Donovan here. Mm-hmm. I just, you guys got to give me some space. I'm going to go off.
Okay,
so this man spent 12 years in this city, leaving his blood, sweat, and tears out there on the field, putting near 40,000 yards in the air, and these people are going to call in talking about Donovan choked, Donovan threw up, he doesn't bleed like us. Who are these Philly fans, man? Are these Steelers fans calling in? What is this? This is just unacceptable, man. So what if the guy didn't get us there in the big game? So what if he didn't close that last gap? If you don't think he didn't go out on that field and leave 300% on the field, then you are absolutely mistaken. These callers are disgraceful.
All right, there you have it. You went off on him. Well,
that's all I got to say.
Anthony,
what do you got to say about that, John?
Well, I mean,
you're one of them.
No. He's number two on my list. Stop.
You know,
I will say this.
Yeah.
I do get some type of enjoyment when we do this kind of exercise. I know Ben does, too, because it's a lot of it is so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's low-hanging fruit.
Well, it brings back good memories. The good old days when Donovan was here. Right?
It sounds like it brings back bad memories. Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. I don't hear anybody talking about anything good about his career.
If I'm being totally fair with Donovan.
Now, at 5:15.
And I am being fair. Donovan, I would think that Eagles fans have short memories on
you do too.
On his entire career. Because Donovan was, we forget the type of player he was, especially early on when there wasn't a lot of talent around him on offense. Now, later on when he was done, and the fact that we really kind of didn't like his personality and all the other stuff, it was easy to turn on him. But also, you can't argue with the lack of success in some of those NFC Championship games and what happened in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, if I'm being fair and I'm looking at that, like when the light was shining the brightest and he won a lot of big games to get those championship games.
How did you get to those championship games?
He won big games to get to those championship games.
Okay.
But that's the biggest game of your career. And when you go into those games and you lose those games, when you're the quarterback making the most money, you're the one that's going to be looked at as being the reason that you win or lose.
Was Donovan the reason we lost to Arizona?
He had a bad first half. He had a nice second half. He had a bad first
half. I ask you a simple question. Was he the reason we lost to Arizona?
He was the reason they didn't win, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't have the lead in that game.
They
did. Late in the game.
They also had the ball to end the game.
The defense didn't allow Arizona to come down the field, eat up the clock, and then score the go-ahead touchdown.
You're correct. So that's why he didn't lose the game, but he had an opportunity to win the game. And he didn't. And he didn't win the game.
But I ask you, was it his fault? You can say no, it's okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to say no.
I know you don't want to say no, but you're trying to find other things.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling you exactly what happened. Sure, he had the ball. Just because they had the ball last
doesn't
mean it's his fault they lost the game.
Right, but
hold on. What about the field goals that David Akers missed in that game? What about kicking the ball out of bounds on a kickoff in that game, giving Arizona the ball at the 40-yard line? What about allowing Kurt Warner and that offense to chew up the clock and convert a big fourth down on that drive before they had the go-ahead touchdown? By the way, my brother, one of my good friends, Brian Dawkins, missing a key tackle on that drive late on the go-ahead touchdown. So, yeah, Donovan may have threw the ball behind somebody or what have you. But how is losing the game against the Arizona Cardinals Donovan's fault? He didn't finish the game against the Carolina Panthers, got broken ribs on a late hit. His receivers sucked that day. They really were the cause of the interceptions. Oh, by the way, look at his numbers in the 4th and 26th game. He's the only reason we're in the conference championship that day because we sucked on defense that day. He's the reason. I believe he threw for almost 300 and some yards that game and rushed for over 100 yards in that 4th and 26th game. So look at that game to get us to another conference championship game when he had no weapons, when he had no Brian Westbrook. He didn't have Brian Westbrook.
Right.
So he's the reason we're in that game, and he didn't finish the game.
What's his signature win for his career?
He's got plenty of signature wins.
Right. Well, I'm asking you for his signature win.
I just gave you the 4th and 26.
Okay, it's a divisional game. That's the problem.
Where you want to go? Atlanta Falcons game.
Okay.
I mean, what's your point?
My point is that you're saying, well, Donovan didn't lose the game. We can't put that on him. But Nick also went out and won the game in the Super Bowl.
He won one game.
The Super Bowl.
I know it.
888-729-9494.
We're not talking about Nick. It's easy to prop Nick up because he won the one game. I'm talking about Donovan receiving the credit or receiving the blame as the perception is out there about him. That's all. That's what I'm talking about. We forget how some of these games actually broke down, how they actually happened.
Yeah, I do.
How about the Tampa game when Andy wouldn't run the football? Guys coming back off a broken ankle. Joe Jerevicius didn't run down the field on Donovan.
Huh? I mean, you're bringing up good evidence to support what you're saying.
I'm bringing up facts.
Well, you are, but here's another fact. He didn't do enough as a quarterback to win those games.
Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.